Good morning. This is Rose Ryan Douglas. Get informed with Larry and John right now. Stay informed with Paul Rasmussen and me from 3 to 6 with the KDKA Afternoon News on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDK at 713. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. We all do a lot to try and protect our homes to keep them safe and clean and free of pests like mice.
Yeah, here's what a lot of them sound like. That's got to be two or three.
That's a convention.
Anyway, we've been talking around here because it is an issue as the weather turns. Sean Lennon joins us from Affordable Extermination Services, and he does this day in, day out. They call him the rodent whisperer.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Guys.
Good morning. You speak rodent?
Yes, sir, I do.
So is this more of a problem this time of year?
Absolutely. It's, our water table rises here in Pennsylvania. You know, the rodents are forced to come out of their burrows underneath ground and start taking up refuge inside our homes. So, you know, as it starts getting wetter, more wet outside, you know, they need to find a nice dry place to live.
And how small of a crevice, crack, whatever, can they come through?
Up to 1/4 inch. That's about the size of a dime.
That's it?
That's it. That's all it takes. If they can get those little whiskers through the rest of their cartilage body, can squeeze through that hole.
So You got to really look very closely around your home, and these things can scurry up the walls, too.
Oh, absolutely. They're terrific climbers. Brick homes, they can climb right up the side of that with no problem. If your bricks aren't pointed real well, they can scurry right up to your roof, get into vent systems, and then they can get in from the top down.
Now, it's not like they're walking in and saying, hi, I'm home. I mean, how do you know if they're there?
Most people actually don't know they're there until they have found the fecal matter hiding inside their bread drawer, or they're missing a loaf of bread or some crackers. You know, you really do have to make sure that you're looking around for the extreme evidence. Always go to the corners of the rooms and little hiding spots that you never would believe to look in, because that's where they're going to hide. Path of least resistance for them. They don't want to be found any more than you want to find them.
Now, is there any way to actually prevent this?
Sure. There's a lot of things that we can do on the exterior of our homes to you know, help eliminate the infestation on the interior. Main thing starts with water. Everything out there needs to have some water. The next main available food source for them is decomposing organic material. So if we make sure that after the fall season that we go through there and remove all the leaf debris, make sure that they don't have anything to eat underneath the ground. Another thing to do is make sure that your mulch beds are well maintained. You get too thick of a mulch pattern next to the foundation of your home, that brings in the slimy insects, the earthworms, the grubs, the night crawlers. Those are all food sources for those rodents. And if you've got a real deep mulch pile right next to your home, that's a good place for them to burrow into, get a good food source. And then they've got all the time in the world to dig parallel to the foundation to find any of those little cracks and crevices below ground level that we wouldn't be able to see.
All right, so let's say you find evidence inside. What is the best way to get rid of them?
Well, the best way is to call a professional. I don't want people out there going to Home Depot and, you know, thinking they can take care of this with some, you know, over-the-counter baits. That's not the answer. We want to make sure that we have somebody well-educated taking care of that using, you know, the products that we have on there today.
No, wait a minute. Whoa, time out. I mean, they do sell traps. Don't these traps work?
Traps do work, but they are sly. I've seen in many instances where rodents will, you know, take insulation and things to, you know, set the trap off first. You know, to be able to get the food off there. They say the early bird gets the worm, but it's the second mouse that gets the cheese.
That's excellent. How big is rats a problem?
Rats are a real big problem. You know, they're worse than the mice are, because rats will cause severe amounts of damage. Where mice, you know, they tend to just cause damage into your food particles, you know, places that you don't really want. But rats, they will chew through just about anything to, you know, to get what they want. They're not a fun species to deal with.
You know, when you said earlier you're missing a loaf of bread, that would take a pretty big mouse to walk off with a loaf of bread.
It would, but they'll start it, you know, with a small hole, and then they'll go tell all their friends, hey, look what I found. And then they, you know, they come back. Everywhere that they go, they drop fecal matter in urine, in order to find their way back to the food sources. So they, you know, they will, you know, come back to the same area to continually feed on that loaf of bread.
Now that our audience is sufficiently freaked, you will not be resting anytime soon.
Oh, by the way, Sean, tell us where you were yesterday when we contacted you about doing this interview.
Yes, sir. I was inside a eight-story garbage chute.
That's why they call him the rodent whisperer.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had a roach problem inside an eight-story garbage chute. So we had to rappel down into it, and we do our magic using desiccants and vermiculites to change the humidity inside that room to make the roaches go away.
Of course.
No limits pest control here.
Sean Linehan, Affordable Extermination Services, a man who really loves his work.
Yes, sir.
The rodent whisperer, thank you.
Yes, sir. Not a problem. Anytime.
Everybody listening, scratching.